What's the deal? It's your boy J16 here to keep it real and drop it on another topic. Yo, today we really gonna get into this whole mindset, I guess, lyrical discussion. I don't know how to approach it, but I've been really thinking about it. And since it's Women's History Month, I really thought it would be good for us to have it. It's a discussion I don't hear a lot of people talk about. So it was the discussion I wanted to get to. And it's basically who you would consider as the greatest female MCs of all time. Now, yes, I don't want to basically put women in a different area than men. It's still poetry at the end of the day when you think about it. And both men and women could do it. It's unisex. But I just thought, because we don't talk about how much dopeness that the women have brought to the hip-hop game, that it was only right for me to do a whole pie on the emphasis of the dopeness that they bring to the game and who I would consider is in my top 10 of all time, right? And right now, it's funny because a lot of the artists that are coming out now in the hip-hop game from the female side, this is the biggest they've ever been, right? We got from Doja Cat to Coyle Ray to Ice Spice to Sexy Red, even though I don't really bang with her like that, to, you know, Glorilla. You could just keep going down, right? It's just so many. Lola Brooks and Lotto. Like, it's so many female rappers in the game right now that we've never seen before. But there was a history of these artists for years before these artists that are coming out. And I think paying homage to those artists that paved the way would be only right for me to, when it comes to a debate on who is the greatest, the top 10 greatest women artists of all time. And I'm also doing a little top 10 list, quick 10-minute list of it as well. But this was the pod that I really wanted to get into details of these artists. And it's only right, like, you know, to think about it, like, what have they bought from the early stages of hip hop, right? When you got, like, from, like, the Lights and the Roxanne Shanté, like, to the Queen Pins and, like, all the early stages, the Salt and Peppers, all the women who paved the way for the younger artists that are women that are doing it to this day, for us only to pay homage to the older generation. Because when you really think about it, in the 80s, a lot of the female artists were looked at in the same level as the male artists. It was about bars. And if you could bring bars to the stage, everybody was going to fuck with you. It wasn't so much exploitation of sex as we see it now, in almost like a feminist type of way of like, I can do what a man could do. But it was more of like, I could do what a man could do, not so much being chauvinistic or overly sexualizing my body, but more of like, I could do what a man could do with the bar game, right? And if you think about it, like, MC Light, I would say, is one of the hardest rappers that ever brought that mindset to the game. She was like straight up one of the dopest rappers of all time, and she's even still doing things to this day, right? So MC Light is a solid artist, and she paved the way for a lot of the lyrical content that the female artists at that time were putting out to come through, like, you know. But from her, like, moved into more of the social consciousness of people like Queen Latifah, who did her own thing with the Native Tongues and a lot of the information, a lot of stuff she put out with Ladies First or the first album and things of that nature. So there was tons of artists, female artists, doing things back in the day. So it was only right for me to look at this list and being really, really, like, not biased, but just putting a lot of energy into these women artists because I really appreciate what they have brought to the hip-hop game. If we're going to get started with it, the best way for me to get started with it, and it, mind you, this list has no rhyme or reason to it. It's more from the top of my head. A lot of these times I do these pods, I'm doing it from the top. No research and no facts. It's just all the information and knowledge that I have brought through the years. I'm just loving this hip-hop game as a hip-hop historian. So it was only right for me to go into it knowing, like, just go off your energy, go off how you feel, and just start with it, you know what I mean? So, if I'm going to look at it, top 8, right, of the top 10 of the all time. I think I'm gonna start with number 10 with an artist who doesn't get a lot of the respect she deserves, but is still one of the hardest out. And it, when she came out, she got a lot of love just for being really nice with the bars, and she got into a lot of beef here and there, but she was definitely one of those artists that I had to say would definitely make my top 10, and I'm gonna put her in at number 10, straight out of Brooklyn, definitely holding it down. That spot I'm giving it to the one and only Foxy Brown, man. Foxy Brown was one of those artists that when she came out, it was like you couldn't even explain how dope her lyrics was. She got came under the backs of like Nas and The Firm. Also, funny, crazy things. Like, she got Jay initially was his albums. He did a lot of stuff with Foxy, right? All his original first hits was with Foxy Brown. And Foxy was one of those artists that doesn't get a lot talked about a lot, but she was definitely a dope MC when it came to the bar game. So I definitely had to put it solid in at number 10. Coming in at number 9 has to be one of these artists who didn't, when we look at her, and it's weird because I know how dope she was, and it's only right that we respect what she has brought to the game. And she had a solid run, and she still has one of those runs that when you hear her today, you're like, yo, she does a thing. She's really one of those artists that put a lot of energy in on tracks, and definitely you got to give respect where respect is due. And it's only right that I give a number 9 slot to the one and only Remy Ma, man. Remy Martin was one of those artists that even before when she came out and she was putting rap together the way she did it, you only had to listen to the music that she was putting out. You know, and I'm thinking about it, and coming in that number nine, I have to be really clear and honest about who I think should go here. And it's only right that I put in a group, right? I didn't, I don't know if the whole group could go in there, but I just like, F it, I'm gonna just put a group in because what they gave in the early stages of hip hop was really something that we had to have, right? And definitely coming in solid number 9 has to be Salt-N Pepa. Yo, Salt-N Pepa, from Push It to, you know, every track they put out in the 80s was definitely listened to on a different mindset, different time. And I really respect the time set and the lyrics and stuff they put out. So definitely Salt-N Pepa has to go in solid at number 9. Everything they put out was a banger in the 90s. And it was like the first time we saw music from the females being somewhat sexualized, but it was sexualized in a nice, good manner way. So I definitely, if I'm thinking about it, I have to go and put Salt-N Pepa solidly in at number 9. Now, coming in at number 8, I want to keep it in the same realm, keep it in the same energy, and it has to be none other than the lady herself, MC Lyte, man. MC Lyte, another keep it in the 80s. She was so dope. First album, Light is a Rock. Doing lots of MCing, lots of different things. Her bar game was on point. Her brother, when you know everybody listens to his song Milk D, one of the hardest samples that everybody takes all the time. But when you listen to her as an artist, man, MC Lyte was truly one of the dopest MCs. A lot of artists cannot get with her when it comes to her lyrical content and her lyrical game. So definitely got to come in solid at number 8. We'll have to go to MC Lyte. Now, thinking about who I'm going to put in at number 7, it was going to be really, it was a tight one, but I really thought that it would make a lot of sense to put her in here because she put a lot of things coming in. And the sound that she created in the South created a way for artists nowadays that's doing it from the South to make a run in the game, and it has to go to none other than the lady herself, Trina. Trina created a Miami sound as an artist, like a Kim from Miami somewhat, and everything that you hear her put out when she came out with Trick Daddy and the music that she started to put out is where you see a pattern of artists like the City Girls following, right? So you definitely got to put Trina in solid at number seven. Coming in at number six, man, number six is going to be an interesting one. And I really like this lady because she was the first lady, the first chief in charge, following the footsteps of one of the hardest groups to ever come out of the East Coast. And you definitely had to give the respect to respect is due, because when she came in the game, we was like, oh, who is this? But she got bars, bro. She like a pit bull with a fucking skirt on. So it had to definitely be none other than the lady herself, Eve, man. Eve is an interesting artist. Yo, Eve really reinvented herself in mad different ways. Initially, she was gonna get signed to Aftermath, crazy story. But then she gets signed to DNY with Rough Riders, and they put out so many dope albums together. And then she puts out her own dope singles. So Eve, one of those artists, she had her own TV show. It's so much things that Eve did that you have to give her respect because she killed it when it came to it. So coming in solid at number seven had to be none other than the lady herself, Eve. Now, coming in at number six, and I'm thinking about really, really how dope this artist was and the stuff she was putting out. I really had to think about it, and really, to be honest, it had to be none other than her lady herself, Little Kim, man. Little Kim really was the sound of all the artists that was coming out of New York at the time and the music that were putting out. So the music she put out, the stuff she put out, I had to really put her in this slot at number five. Kim was one of those artists that when she came into the game, she shut shit down. Coming under the wing of Biggie, she created a whole mindset of how the artists are moving to this day. There's no Nicki without Kim. There's no Cola Ray without Kim. There's no Latta without Kim. These are the artists that pattern their style after Kim. So you gotta give Kim the respect where respect is due. I remember when that Hardcore album dropped, it really had us like, as men, like, yo, you seen Lil' Kim Hardcore? You was playing this shit, right? So Lil' Kim definitely coming in solid at number five. Now, coming in at number four, really gotta give respect to this lady, man. She really put a lot of energy in the game. She changed the game up in so many different ways. And I really need to respect what she's done for us. She only put out one solid album. She had another one too, but it was really one solid album. So coming in solid at number three, you gotta give it to none other than a lady herself, Miss Lauryn Hill. Man, Miss Lauryn Hill, what can you say about her? She put out classic after classic albums, so much different music that comes out. So definitely, I had to give it to her. Man, after the Miss Education, I think it won so many Grammys and things of that nature. She was really changing up the game when it comes to this female rap game. So you definitely had to put her in solid at number three, none other than the lady herself, Miss Lauryn Hill. Coming in now in the top two, these are the ones that could be debatable, but I was really leaning towards an artist that coming out of that Virginia sound, so unique, so game changing, so just different in so many ways, and not a lot of artists could touch her creativity. Cole, so coming in solid at number two, it had to be none other than the lady herself, Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. Oh man, Missy was just different. Man, she changed the game with so much things. Her and Timbaland coming out of that Virginia Beach sound, it was just so much, so unique. When you listen to her first album, man, it was just something we never heard before. Her style, the way she rhymed, everything about her was different, and it changed the game. So I had to definitely give her a good slot at number two. And finally, filling out this list of the greatest women MCs of all time is none other than the record-breaking, game-changing, nobody's fucking with her, Nicki Minaj, bruh. Nicki Minaj created a wave that we never seen in a female game before. It is a wave that is still hitting to this day. She just dropped the album, and that shit is going, breaking crazy records. She could drop singles and break records. She created a sound after looking at the blueprint of all these dope female rappers that came before her, from sexual, sexy to just being able to bar you up in the game with the lyrics, to just being a cool person, to having a crazy following, to being able to write, make complete albums. Nicki Minaj has done everything. So definitely closing in solidly in my top 10 list, but number one had to be Nicki Minaj. Yo, this was a dope list. I wanted to get into the female rappers and what they brought to the game. I really hope you enjoy listening to it. One of the things about it is, I know I was, because I was trying to go off the head, I couldn't keep the numbers up. So I know I might have said four or three, so, but they in order, right? And like rounding out from the artists that I put in the group, the list, definitely check it out. If you like the list, if you got comments to say about the list, definitely write them in the comments, man. But I appreciate all feedback, all suggestions. But this is just my opinions on who I felt is the top female rappers of all time. Yo, and as always, respect the grind, not the poser. Rhythm and poetry is hip-hop excellence, hip-hop soul, and the culture. And in due time, we're gonna take over. Peace.